didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up. And then somebody asked me to run for office. Well, you know, I was sitting here and I was listening to Dr. Mark, and I thought, oh boy, that's going to be a tough act to follow. And then I realized that I had the tagline for everything he was saying in my opening line. So first of all, I thank you for being here, faithful citizens, today. But I was going to open up and say to you that they say there are two things that are never to be mentioned in polite conversation. Anybody know what they are? Religion and politics. Well, I make no apologies. And every one of our speakers here today are making no apologies. And we ask that you make no apologies. You are putting flesh and blood and bringing the heart of Christ into the world every day. You know, I wanted it to be a bright, sunny day. And then I saw this cloud over us and I started thinking about the cloud. But the cloud reminds me of what the world will be if the light of Christ is not in it. If our faith is relegated to the four walls inside a church building, it reminds me of Emmanuel and his wife Nasa, who were in Cuba when Pope John Paul went the first time after all those years. And they picked up as he passed by, and they brought to the end of the drive as he passed them a little nativity set that they had kept tucked away in a box and hidden all those years. And the presence, his light, when he passed them, and to say that their faith, while hidden and tucked away, his presence brought the light forward for them. And that's what all of you are. But that's what will happen to our faith if it is extinguished and relegated to the four walls of a church. Because a faith, any faith, Catholic, any faith, has always had mission into the world. So I say thank you again for being here. I went off script, but as everyone was speaking, I just was reminded of that story. I now borrow words from the inaugural address of Ronald Reagan when he was inaugurated as governor in California. Freedom is a fragile thing, and it is never more than one generation away from extinction. It is not ours by inheritance. It must be fought for and defended constantly by every generation. It comes only once to a people. Those who have known freedom and lost it have never known it again. America is exceptional. America has an experience that it is an exceptional experience. Those who first sought our shores and came here, those who brought with them the dreams from our founding fathers and our mothers and their sisters and brothers, they thought the streets were paved with gold, but the streets, no, they were paved with the highest ideals and values that man has ever believed or held on to. They fought for freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to worship. Look at the literature, the very literature of our founders of this republic, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, the genius of Jefferson, Hamilton, Adams, Madison, and Franklin, and all the rest. The great wisdom of Washington. Did this just happen? How did we get so lucky? Peggy Noonan once asked, and she was a speechwriter for President Bush and Ronald Reagan, and she once asked a great historian, how did it happen here, this country? How did it occur? And do you know what that historian said? It was providential. It was providence. I often tell the children when I speak at schools on the Constitution that our founders were thinking of them in the very first paragraph when it says, to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Providence, at the time of the founding of this country, was thinking of each one of you and each one of the young people here today and for the generations to come. We cannot let those dreams that have been fought for slip away. We now find ourselves at a critical hour. Living for these times, faithful citizens, you have been called. For these times. For American Exceptional to live on. To stand on the dreams from our fathers and our founders and this country. And for everyone who has put on a uniform and stood for everything and for America. While most of the focus the last 2 years, and I know because I've been studying the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, wondering how it would be implemented here in the halls of Frankfurt and across healthcare systems and what healthcare exchanges would mean and how much money's already come into this state to implement it, $67 million to get it going. Most people don't know that. But while that was going on, as we know, dozens of Catholic institutions began following lawsuits because of the Health and Human Services mandate. This is not merely a narrowing of freedom or religious practice. It is redefining religion in this country. The issue is not whether people have a right to abortion-inducing drugs, sterilization, contraception. Those services are and will probably continue to be provided. Government may even have the expansion of those services. The issue is the right to such services does not authorize government to force any institution, any school, any church, any hospital, any religious organization to violate its own conscience, or any business owner to violate his or her own conscience, as he had a right to start his own company based on his beliefs. Religious freedom is the cornerstone of America. We cannot stand by and watch it be eroded. The Constitution assured that there would be no establishment of religion, of a particular religion, but at the same time, it protected our freedoms and our right of conscience. Right here, yes, I hail from Boone County now. I met a man a long time ago, a wonderful guy out there somewhere. I don't know where he is, but and moved to Boone County, Kentucky. And I represent Boone County, but I'm from Louisville, right here. I used to work at St. Anthony's, not too far from here, as a nurse in labor and delivery and postpartum. Maybe delivered some of you or some of your children. When I grew up, there was the Baptist Hospital, the Methodist Hospital, the Jewish Hospital, many Catholic hospitals here in this community. Those hospitals of whatever faith were extensions of the mission of the faithful. It is where Christ met the suffering. We cannot allow those lights to go out, to be extinguished. Instead of guaranteeing the right of freedom to all America, President Obama's administration has reduced the First Amendment merely to the freedom to worship. I thank you all for being here to stand here today. You stand on the shoulders of all those who came before us. Again, this is a critical moment in our history. A call for an exquisite American exceptionalism and faithful citizens that will not compromise truth and will not cut off the flow of God's love and life within us and with our community. Thank you for allowing me to join you today. You are an exceptional example of America. I leave you again with the words of President Ronald Reagan. Freedom is a fragile thing and is never more than one generation away from extinction. It is not ours by inheritance. It must be fought for and defended constantly by every generation. It comes only once to a people. Those who have known freedom and lost it have never known it again. May the hand of providence remain with every one of you in your battle as you continue to be faithful citizens. May God bless the United States of America, and long will we be one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.